The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
On the boundary from the Geelong Footy Club in our pre-game look. And today, it's fantastic because he's playing actually today. Second season at the Cats and had a great first up season. He's down with the great pothole. He's doing great work down on the boundary. Look at him. That's amazing. Isaac Smith joins us on K-Rock Football. Isaac, welcome to the MCG. Great to be back. Great day for footy.
Yeah, it might nearly be two up, boys. thanks for that little introduction. But, yeah, it's an absolute belter out here, I think. 30 degrees, sunny. I might play on the members' wing. We should get a bit of shade later on.
might talk to the coaches and see if you can stay on this side of the ground.
I hope so. But there's a few old blokes in this team, so I might get someone older than me who'll pull rank.
Isaac, you come back here, some pretty fond memories, I'd imagine, each time you step out onto this surface.
Yeah, there is. I was joking with a few of the boys earlier that it's like coming home, to be honest. It was funny, I heard a little stat the other night. Richmond were playing Carlton, and they said Robbie Tarrant, who I'm guessing has played well over 200 games, has only played 12 games on the MCG, and I've been fortunate enough to probably play well over 100. So, it's the best place to play footy in Victoria and Australia, so very fortunate to be able to run out here.
I think this is a first for us on Carrick. I don't think we've spoken to a player pre-game who's actually playing in the game. You've played a zillion games. How do you feel before the game? Do you still get a little nervous? Do you have a routine that's set, or do you just wing it and hope for the best?
We just lost Isaac down there.
We have potholes pressed the wrong button. He's trying to get the races on that thing and he doesn't realise it's not a radio.
One of the mics.
Yeah. He's just turned us off, potholes. So.
And you went early with the praise as well. Yeah. Gee, potholes. It's gone to his head.
Now this is not good for radio. I think Isaac's running it down there.
Are we back?
We're back.
Yeah, I got you.
Well done. Isaac, can you just hold that thing? Get rid of that old bloke.
You just take over the boys. You kept dropping in and out. What was the question?
No, I was just going to say, you've played a lot of footy. How are your emotions before a game? Do you get a little antsy, and do you have a routine, or do you just wing it, turn up, and hope for the best?
Well, I think the reason that you're getting a player before the game is that I actually don't take it too seriously before I run out. So,
oh no, Pottle needs to move.
I think it might be the shade down there, is it? It might be.
Pottle need to go out. Security guards will start wrestling into the ground.
He's nearly on the ground.
If he's a pencil over that point.
There we go. We're back. Yeah, I'm back now. A little bit relaxed. I guess over a decade of playing AFL footy, you figure out what you need to do, and ultimately everything leading up doesn't really matter. I take the approach of the old school exam. If you've done the work, then you don't.
This is
Potto, you can't move. You've got to stand there. You've got to sit still.
I take the old exam approach at school that if you've done the work, then you shouldn't really be too nervous and go out, and as soon as it bounces, you should be able to sort it out. But in saying that, did have a few nerves driving up the highway this morning, knowing that there was going to be a crowd at the G. You don't often get that over the last couple of years.
Do you have to be careful then if you're a bit laid back? Some blokes are obviously very different. Do you have to sort of temper what you're doing, pick the blokes who maybe are a bit more relaxed and along your lines and work it that way? Because I know somebody like a Harry Taylor did used to get really wound up before the games.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have to pick your targets. And it's funny, though, some of those blokes are the blokes I go after pre-game because they work themselves into such a state that they nearly burn more energy before they play. So, especially a young guy, it's sort of nice to be able to have a bit of a joke. And I do tend to pop out the back and just have a coffee in the little side room just before the bounce, which is always good.
Isaac, with pre-season, again, you've seen 20 of them probably or thereabouts. How's this one been?
It's actually been a little bit different in the sense that It's been shorter. Our pre-seasons are getting shorter, which I think are better. We're going to see players playing in the game longer. You don't get, your great players, for example, Chris Judd falling out at 30 because he's just worked himself to the bone over 10 years. So I think that's a benefit, but it's been a little different. We've had Steve Hocking come back as CEO, and there's certainly been an air of change throughout the organisation, not just the football department. We've had a fair few coaches turn over, it's different energy, different feel around the group, and they're certainly pushing a lot of the younger guys as well. So it's been good fun, and it's been enjoyable. And as a 33-year-old, it's been nice to see these younger guys start to take a bit of onus of the club.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic to hear. So just with the change that you said Steve's brought, and you got a whole new coaching group, almost a whole new coaching group, is that going to spill over into the game style that we're likely to see this afternoon?
Yeah, I think you'll see a fair bit of a shift in what we're doing. I don't want to give too much of it away, and if there's any other coaches listening, then they can watch the game and figure it out themselves. But
that's fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah, well, we're looking to shift it a little bit. The MCG is probably it is a lot different to what we are now, a GMHBA stadium. Yep. Cadinia Park, I'll keep it at that. Can't get the sponsors out of you doing that. it's a different game when you get to the G, but we're going to try and implement some things that we've been practicing over the summer. Hopefully they come on. If they don't, I reckon we'll keep working on them and keep trying to implement it.
Where's the improvement come, Isaac? Externally, I think the perception is, rightly or wrongly, that the Cats have had a crack and the list is at the point where the improvement will come. It doesn't come. Where do you see it? You were close last year, prelim. How do you see the year unfolding and where are you going to get the improvement from?
Oh, just from walking into the club last year, I could tell that a lot of the players and staff were burnt out from COVID and the Hubs the year before, even though they made it to the grand final. And there were, just because of the situation and how tough it was to get medical treatment and all different things, there was a lot of blokes injured at the start of last year going into our pre-season, and a lot of the senior players that didn't actually get to do a pre-season. So automatically, I think we're in a better position in that sense. But like any team, and certainly what I witnessed at Hawthorn years ago, was if your younger players can start to really influence games, then it takes the load off the senior players to be there every week and grind themselves to the bone. So just going back on my journey, sort of the Sam Mitchells, Luke Hodges, those types, they got to sit back a little bit depending on the game, and mentally they probably didn't need to go to the wire every week, where if you get a good crop of young blokes coming through, which I think we're starting to see, and just one that I play alongside, Maxie Holmes, is really impressive, then it takes the load off the older guys and they can step up when they really need to. So that's where I see the improvement coming from, and hopefully we see these young guys really take the opportunity.
Yeah, look, and I think Cat fans are really looking forward to seeing some of these young fellas. Obviously, De Conning gets a crack, obviously, just playing the one game, and Geelong fans are really looking forward to seeing that new blood. One more before we let you go, and we appreciate your time.
Yeah, I actually got to play today.
We heard after the Gold Coast game that Jeremy Cameron is gone off the Barista Coffee and onto the Makona. Have you sort of got your enamel cup ready just for sort of two sugars and an instant coffee, or how have you sort of approached it?
Yeah, no, Jeremy and I are definitely Makona boys. It's funny, I didn't think down in Geelong that you'd get coffee snobs, but you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
everywhere.
Every morning, I'd prefer, actually, depending on the coffee, because I really like cafe-level coffee, but if you get a bad one, then it really, you know, pisses you off.
Scars so, you.
Makona, you know exactly what you're getting every day of the week, and it's mother's milk, really. It's delicious.
You could be doing ads for it, I think. Good luck to
I'm not sure they'll be listening to K-Rock, but anyway, we'll see how we go.
We'll pass it on. Good luck for today, and try and stay on this wing in the shade.
Will do, guys. Enjoy.
Well done, Isaac Smith, joining us there on Boundary.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.